Hey everyone, it's me, Miss Self-Love, with the follow-up podcast, 4 ways on how to love yourself. Everyone has been asking me this: how do you love yourself, what are the steps, what do you do, and things of that nature. So now when people ask me this, I will just send them this podcast episode, because this sums it up all in one sum up on how to love yourself. These are the steps. This is actually going to be called the 4 ways on how to love yourself that no one else has told you and broken down to you. Of course, this is not the self-care stuff. This is the self-love stuff, the inner work. So definitely please listen till the end. You know, very important. You know, also before I start, I want to thank you guys. I have 80,000 downloads on the podcast, and I'm really appreciative. I'm glad this is helping. This is why I kept going, because people kept listening. Okay, July 6th will be my 2-year anniversary of the podcast. So thank you so much. 80,000 downloads is a huge number. I'm trying to think about 80,000 people in a room or something like that, but I appreciate you. Please keep sharing this podcast with people that may need it. You know, I definitely wish I had, you know, something like this when I was going through my breakup. So I'm glad it's helping people. And yeah, so we're gonna get into the 4 ways on how to love yourself internally. All right, so number 1 is self-responsibility. You guys know I talk about self-responsibility. That is the first rule to self-love, according to my mentors. And you have to take responsibility for where you at and how you got there, so you can start to change up some things. So how you can change up your life. All right. And it's also just being grateful for where you're at as well. You know, gratefulness is a huge part of self-love, especially after a breakup. We forget the things that we should be being grateful for. So it's very important. Self-responsibility, being grateful for where you're at, figuring how you got there so you can start to change some things up. This is why it's really good to detox after a breakup, because I help my clients just pause and figure out why they're here, how they got here, and how they're gonna change for the future, you know. So it's very important to take a pause on life and just reflect. Self-reflection is key. Self-responsibility is key. You cannot blame everyone else for your problems. When you point one finger, you got 10 fingers pointing back at you. You have to look at yourself and take responsibility for where you stand in your own life. It's your own life. And the decisions you made led up to here. So now it's about, you know, making some better decisions, right? So definitely take that in. Write down how you can take responsibility for yourself and send it to me. I cannot have you glaze past this self-responsibility tip. It's the most important tip. That's why it's number 1. Please write down literally 10 ways how you're going to take responsibility for yourself, where you should take responsibility, and email it to me. Don't glaze past that. We have to self-reflect. We have to self-reflect. And we have to take responsibility for where we are at. We cannot blame others. All right, so number 2 is have compassion and understanding for yourself. So while you are taking that responsibility, it's not about beating yourself up. And just have some compassion, some understanding for yourself. Have some patience with yourself, with your healing process, please. Very important. You have understanding and compassion for a lot of people. You know, I talked to you guys on the clarity calls, and you have a lot of compassion and understanding for your ex and their childhood and their traumas. Please have some more understanding and compassion for yourself. We cannot have more compassion for our exes than we do for our own selves, please. Have patience with yourself. The same way you have compassion for others, please have it for yourself. Okay? Give yourself a break. Please. Do this while you're writing down how you're going to take it. Sorry, the sirens. New York sirens. Let it pass. Sorry about that. All right. Okay. So, please, while you are, yes, writing down what you're taking self-responsibility for, please, please have compassion for yourself while you're doing that at the same time, okay? It's very important. So, number three is very important. This is what I always talk about, having freaking boundaries. Now, you notice when you don't have boundaries for yourself, your self-esteem gets low, you lack self-confidence. This is one of the main things is why you feel like doo-doo and like poo. Because you have no boundaries for yourself. So you let people walk all over you, treat you like a doormat. And then your self-esteem gets lower and lower and lower. And you don't know why you're just, you know, swirling down a rabbit hole. And it's because you didn't stick to your boundaries. So boundaries means you have to stick to the boundaries within yourself. Nobody can, you're the only one that really can hold you accountable for your own boundaries. If you say something, it's not up to the other person to help you live by it. You have to set the boundaries within yourself. You have to learn how to stand up to your own self. It comes within you. You have to stand up to your own self. It's you versus you. Now, if you say you're not going to accept something, it's not up to the other person to help you out with that. It's up to you. You can't keep telling the other person, I'm not going to accept this. As long as you accept it, they're not listening. You have to say to yourself, I'm not going to accept this, with actions, not with words. The other person cannot hold you accountable for your boundaries. It is your responsibility. The boundaries are within you. They are within you. Then, once you get it down within you, you can set it with other people as well. It's very important. You know, yeah, set boundaries with your time. You know, set boundaries with your money within yourself and within other people. You are not an ATM. You are not a payday loan. You don't give out loans. If somebody wants a loan, they need to go to www.loan.com. Wherever that and go get, they're giving out a lot of loans now anyway or something. Tell them to go get their PPD, DDD loan, whatever the heck it is they need to do. But you ain't giving them no loan because you are not the loan person, okay? You're not an ATM, you're not a loan, you're not a freaking check cash in place, you're not a bank. Stop letting people treat you like one. Please. All right? Go Google where they can go get their loan and send them an application and goodbye. All right, so, number four is my favorite. Number four is ask for help. The whole reason why I was so stressed out and worn the freak down, you know, is because we don't ask for help. We do not ask for help. We want to do everything ourselves. And asking for help is a weakness in our mind. Really asking for help is a strength. And I had to learn this in my personal life and in my business life as well. It's called delegation. Write down 10 things that you do not like doing in your personal life, work life, business life. Write the 10 things down and send them to me. We can figure out how to delegate it out. And how to get somebody else to do it for you. This will change your freaking life. Stop doing everything yourself. Write down 10 things you do not like doing. And figure out how you're going to get somebody else to do it. When I tell you this changed my life. So I can have others help me. So I can pour into other people. Without being drained out. Worn out. Worked out, stressed out. Do this now. Do this for Mother's Day. Please, this is your Mother's Day gift. What is somebody else doing for you that you do not like doing? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I'm a mother of a 13-year-old son. So happy Mother's Day to me as well. All right. And happy Mother's Day to all the pet moms, because pets are like kids. You know, my dog is interesting. Anyway, so Yes, please do this. You need help. Stop doing everything yourself. Let it go. You'll feel so much better in the end. All right, guys. These are the four ways that no one has told you about how to love yourself. All right, I hope this helped. Please message me if this has helped. I really wanted to share that with you guys and share this with someone who needs this. Follow me on Instagram at ms.selflove, ms.selfluv, and message me there. Also, let's get to the text message community number. Please, whatever you do, I need you to text this number. It is free. Okay? It's free. You will get daily self-love motivation. Okay? You're going to need that, especially after a breakup. And it's never too much self-love stuff. It's never such thing as too much self-love motivation ever. All right? So text self-love to 347-572-7350. 347-572-7350. Okay? Please text this. Please text this number, self-love, okay? And you'll get the daily text messages. You're going to need that. And also email me about the Detox from Your Ex program or your free clarity course so we can get clarity around this situation on how to love yourself, all right? So, ms.selflove, ms.selfluv at gmail.com. All right, guys? So, yeah, follow me, message me, email me, text me, all that good stuff. Share this episode with someone who needs this. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the 80K downloads. And have a great day. Happy Mother's Day.